Scapegoats Podcast, the show where longtime friends talk about all things Yu-Gi-Oh. We got me, I'm Josh. We got Cam.
He's dying right now.
Yeah, we got half of Cam.
Not dying. I'm alive.
Yeah, yeah. Half of Cam. He's sick this week, if you can't tell. But he's powering through anyway because he wanted to do this episode so badly. I guess
that's dedication.
Yeah. I just wanted to sit up here in my blazing hot office for an hour. So bad.
That's right. And hospitals are usually cold, so if you're sick and you're in a hot environment, that's probably bad. Yeah.
You can sweat it out in his hot box of recording.
That's what I'll do, yeah. I'll sweat all the disease out of me.
Yeah, there you go. And today, we are doing another tournament bracket. Y'all know how we like to do those here, and we are doing the best-looking archetypes in Yu-Gi-Oh! We each have nominated, five each? And then Cam nominated 6 to give us an even 16. So y'all know how we do it. Real quick, did get a new review in from DeMarsico92. He says, help, with a question mark.
Yeah.
Nice, 5 stars. He said, hey, I'm Anthony from, well, I won't say the location, but always listen to y'all while I'm delivering. And there's barely anyone who plays at our local game store. That sucks. But would love some insight on what easy decks to play. Haven't played in 18 years. The game isn't what it used to be. Just any tips to jump back into the game. He does have a few structure decks. What tips y'all got for Mr. Anthony?
I would tell him to go look at our YouTube page. And that kind of show. Well, okay. So my standard answer is Crusadia. I think that deck is super easy. It's links. So if
Damn,
you don't know about
specific,
links,
you literally just telling them what deck to play.
Yeah, I think it's super easy. But like, what do you all think? Because I feel like we talked about this before on an episode. But yeah, what do you all think?
Yeah, we definitely have. I feel like this kind of seems like a cop out answer. But to be honest, the best thing you could do is just like engulf yourself with like tier lists on YouTube, like best rogue decks, best budget decks. Don't start playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And build like a $400 deck. Just don't do it. Don't anyone do that. Honestly, I would probably say that even if you have played Yu-Gi-Oh! For years, still don't. learn about staple cards. That's very important. And then just find a good
deck.
Well, I almost feel like it's better to start with a tougher deck.
Oh, okay.
And then decks will all be easy after that.
That's true.
I don't know. That's my logic. I don't know.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
And I'll be honest. I don't know if an easy deck like exists anymore. Like Yu-Gi-Oh's that's gotten fair, so much more complicated in like the last like 4 years. It's crazy.
That's true.
If I had to give you a deck, check out Trap Tricks, TrapTrix, if you've never heard of it before. 3 structure decks makes a good deck. Plenty of content on YouTube about it. And should be pretty easy to jump in with something like that. So that would be my tip. Thank you, Anthony, for the review and everybody that's left us a review before. But y'all know we're not just going to jump into this thing raw. Cam, how are we warming up this time?
Unless we do sometimes, then we do.
Right.
But that is
except
not today.
When we do.
I don't know if we ever have, though.
We have that once, but it was Valentine's Day, so it's okay.
So it made sense, yeah.
So, like Josh said, today we're going to be talking about our favorite artworks when it comes to archetypes, archetype artworks. That sounds funny. So I figured, I don't know about you all, I had tons to choose from putting
this
my list together. So I figured for our warm-up, we'd just do 1 honorable mention each.
Sounds good.
I guess I'll start off with that. I hope no one else picked this one, but I picked Earthbound Immortals. Also, shout out, they got some new support coming, and it looks okay. But, you know, the artworks, they look really cool, and that's what we're talking about today. So that's mine.
I'm with you. They were on my initial list. Like, I had the big list, and I had to narrow it down. It was not easy.
Yeah, me too.
There was one I really wanted to include. Don't know if anyone else was thinking this, but Maya Kashi. And I had not really looked at those cards before, but there's some real nice-looking ones. The spell or whatever, it's like a searcher. Looks fantastic. The ice ones, they're ladies with ice.
I know. Return? Is that the...
Yeah, Return. That card is
gorgeous.
Yeah,
that card looks cool.
So, got some cool-looking cards. Didn't make the final cut, though. That's my honorable mention.
All right. So, my honorable mention is very tough. I had to think about it for a long time. And I think I'm going to go... Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to have to go with Crystal Beasts. I really do like it. Maybe it's just the crystals. I like shiny things. So, I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice. All right. So how this works is a tournament bracket. We're going to be debating. There's 3 of us. Whatever gets the most votes is going to be moving on. And I did put it together. I randomized it. The only thing that I made sure of is that nobody is matched up with their own thing round 1, except for 1 because it couldn't be avoided just because of the numbers we were doing. So I will share my screen with the goats here. And we will hop into round one. We've got Dark Lord versus Ice Jade. And I also have this little Yu-Gi-Oh! Archetype thing pulled up if we want to see. I was looking at some of these cards beforehand.
Oh, nice.
If we need to see like a card in the archetype. But Dark Lord versus Ice Jade. I put Ice Jade up there. Somebody put Dark Lord. This is tough. Dark Lord was on my final list too. It was real hard to cut out of there. So I don't know.
Dang. Oh, so like basically the person who didn't pick either has to decide.
I mean,
I didn't pick either.
Yeah.
And yeah. I do have a vote, but it's tough.
I will say, so like Dark Lord, so Ice Jade, the reason I like Ice Jade, they look kind of crystally, right? If anybody's ever seen the cards, they also have like very detailed backgrounds. They're all like in the ocean and whatnot. They're ladies. So, you know, I like that.
Of course.
Dark Lord's got a real nice lady too, though. Ixchel. Yeah. That card is something else.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
I'm actually going to go Ice Jade.
That's okay. Because, I'm not mad.
Yeah, they are really cool. And I've actually looked at them a few times and like thought about playing them just because they look so cool. Mm-hmm, But I think the selling point for me, for one, is it's a water deck, right?
It is.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with a water deck. Right. And two, yeah, Dark Lords are pretty cool, but it doesn't Ixchel just kind of carry? You know what I mean? So,
well, there's some other cool looking Dark Lords.
Yeah, Morningstar, I think, looks cool.
Oh, Morningstar does look really cool. Yeah.
The first Dark Lord, the fusion, that one looks really cool too. Maybe we should pull some of it up. I don't know. But Emerson, I mean, feel free to make your argument as well. I think for me, I would probably have to go Ice Jade, but it's close. Like Dark Lord was like my seventh, I think. So it was real close to coming out or to be.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's OK, because I like the shininess of Ice J, too. Yeah, that one right there. It was
super
Amdusk.
Cool. Amdusk. Yeah. So nice.
I think they all look cool. And then you got what is it? The Condemned, which isn't that just the one that's on Forbidden Droplet, which I think that one also looks pretty cool.
That's true.
Yeah.
Does that sway you at all, Cam?
I mean, they do look really cool, but I think I'd stick with Ice Jade.
Fair enough.
Me too. So Ice Jade is going to take it. Oh, shoot.
Also, fellow goats out there, how sexy does my voice sound when it comes to being sick? Because that's the only positive I'm getting out of this.
There you go. All
right. Next matchup, we have Fluanderese versus Trap Tricks.
Oh, man.
I think we know who picked both of these. Obvious. Right.
How about we are talking just artwork, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have no slander towards Flu due to its play style.
And Barrier Statue is not a part of Fluanderese, so that doesn't
exactly.
That's true, but I'm going to need to see some pictures.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm sort of familiar, but yeah, go ahead.
I kind of have an initial argument for this one that I'd like to start with.
Go for it.
So I don't know how much I feel like, Josh, you may have noticed this. Emerson, I feel like you probably haven't just because you don't look at like the cards that closely.
Oh, I see them enough.
Fluanderese is that thing in the sky. So
not
they're
the
all
bird,
called,
not the penguin.
No, the wind.
No, it's that the purple bird. So the purple bird is in all of the artworks, and that is the Fluanderese. So in like Fluanderese and Snarl, as you'll see here, there is the Fluanderese and then the Snarl. And then I think, the Snarl is the one with the white one. So go to like Robina, there's Fluanderese and the Robin. So the Fluanderese is the archetype. Mm-hmm. And exactly. So in all of these, that's why it's Fluanderese and this. So in the artwork, the Fluanderese is the blue or purplish bird. And I think that's really cool because you don't really ever think about that. You just see, Toucan, you see Robina, whatever. But all of these are that specific bird with a Fluanderese. And I think that's really cool. Plus, they just look like cartoony, and I like cartoony type stuff. And you know, they're cool. I don't know, they're cool. Mm. So that's my argument for them.
Before Emerson goes, because I also have to make my argument. I actually think this is something I overlooked. And once we put it on the list, I looked at these cards, and I was kind of blown away. I was like, "Damn, these arts are actually awesome." So like
we're all just mad when we see them. We don't take time to
right. Exactly. Yeah. And so like I'm totally okay if Trap Tricks does not move on here. Only reason I went with it, and I got to be a little bit careful here because there has been some backlash in the community about people that like these cards, and I made sure that it was not I didn't like them for any problematic reasons. I just think they look cool. They are there's a lot of detail in the background. You'll see that with a lot of the stuff I pick, and they're plants. right? So they're like ladies that are plants, but they're specifically trying to allure you in so they can kill you.
And like a trap, like a Venus flytrap.
Exactly. And I was actually deciding between these and Charmers. It's the same artist that did both of them.
There is a flytrap behind that
there
one.
There is, yeah.
Was it Dianea?
Dianea, yeah. Dianea. So, yeah, I like them. I think they look great, but hey, I'm not mad. Honestly, like Emerson, depending on what you say, I'm even tempted to go Fluandres here, even though I picked Trap Tricks. But what do you think?
Well, I was, before Cam's argument, I was 100% going to be Trap Tricks. But then I do appreciate what Cam said. I can appreciate the artwork a little bit more. But I think, judging on the artwork, I'm probably really biased. But I'm still going to go with Trap Tricks.
Dang, really?
Damn. Yeah.
I thought I really sold it there.
You did. You absolutely sold it. But I don't know. And if Josh changes his, I mean, then you sway Josh and then you win anyway. But I'm going to go with Trap Trips because both of them do have stuff in the background that makes sense. That's one thing I really like about cards, like the art.
Look if at Imkin. Light shining down from the heavens.
Like, that makes sense. Like, there's penguins, you got the Flunderies. Like, that card art makes sense to me. Like, some card arts, like, it's just the monster and then just shenanigans in the background. Like, I like backgrounds that make sense.
Right.
And both of them make sense with Flu and Trap Tricks. But if I had to pick, this sounds super pedo and I don't want to do that, but how old are these ladies in Trap Tricks?
They're definitely four
they definitely are younger, but remember, they're plants, and we're not looking at them like we like them sexually.
Josh, they're plants.
They are plants, yes.
Okay, so they have a lifespan of like 3 years, right?
What about like trees? That's trees are like here. Thousands of years.
Yeah, but these aren't trees. These aren't trees.
Right.
The plants.
Yeah. Or spirits of the plants or something. Honestly, I mean, if you're going Trap Tricks, this puts me in a really tough spot because I thought you'd go Flu and I would give Trap Tricks like a sympathy vote.
Ah.
But man, dude, I think I got to go Flu here, dude.
That's right.
Dang, yes, Cam, gotcha. That's
yes,
fair.
I do.
And I pick Trap Tricks, but there's so much personality in Flu. I really like that. I really like that.
I think,
man,
I just
if only
can't
they
get
weren't
over
a cringy deck.
Right, right. Oh, wait, no, this is a... 2-1, 2-1.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
You know, we joke on Flu a lot, though, but is the concept of Flu not just a freaking genius?
It is.
Design it really concept? Is.
Like,
yeah.
I'm talking about playstyle, not design.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Just, like, the way the deck works, it's genius.
I was, like, because I play it all the time online, and every time I play it, I most of the time lose, and it makes me mad. But then, like, I was thinking, like, just what you said, Cam. It's like, you know what? Like, I can't really be mad because it's, like, a tribute deck. And I think I'm mad because other tribute decks can't do what Flu does. And that's why I'm
mad. Jealous for Monarchs.
Maybe I am. I just want Monarchs to be good again.
Yeah, they're just a better tribute deck, unfortunately. Yeah. All right, next up, we have Gem versus Fire Fist. This one,
Gem.
All you guys.
Oh, so Josh, I hear you already have made up your mind.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I think I have my mind made up on this one, but I'm open to arguments.
Okay. So I know we're not supposed to use individual cards as an argument, but Josh, can you look up what is the new one? The one that came out a few sets ago. I think it came out in the there's a lot of it's a fusion monster. It came out in the TR Limits set. No, it's like it's like four names, four words.
Oh.
Lady Brilliant Diamond, maybe. That's okay. It. Yes, dude, that card looks so cool. I really like the gems. I know we're not taking other stuff into perspective, but they are rocks, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they're based around different gemstones, and I think that's a really cool concept, and they just look awesome. So I don't really have much of an argument for them. I just really like the way they look.
That's fair. I mean, hey, this is the best looking archetype, so we don't need an argument other than that, honestly. So, but Emerson, do you have an argument? Because honestly, I could see this actually going either way, TBH.
Oh, I can't. Oh, that looks awesome.
Yeah, look at that.
Josh, what's your favorite One Piece character?
Oh my gosh. Probably Luffy. I think Luffy's my favorite.
Oh. Who's Luffy's brother, though?
Ace. Ace is up there, though. I like Ace.
Fire Fist Ace. So.
Oh, shoot. Oh, dude, I didn't even know where you were going until you said it. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. People in One Piece have like nicknames kind of that they're known by throughout the world. And Luffy's brother is Fire Fist Ace, and Ace is awesome.
So it actually
it's like
has
half
nothing
the
to do
reason
with Fire
I like
Fist whatsoever.
Well, no. That's half the reason why I like Firefist. One is just a badass name. And then two, like the constellations obviously are on fire and like they like kind of summon those. And I just think that's also badass and cool looking and beautiful. If I were to say so myself, I think fire is pretty.
Can I make you all mad about something about One Piece real quick?
Sure. Oh.
I see this one character all the time and I hate him just because of how he looks. Law.
You don't like the way Law looks?
What? He looks stupid.
Oh, he has a stupid hat. You don't like his hat?
Yeah, his hat's ugly.
Bro, that's pretty cool.
I love Law. Law's awesome.
Law's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Once you get to meet him, maybe you'll like his hat more.
You only have to watch 400 episodes and then you'll meet Law. So just
okay, good. I'll get right on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is tough. So I do like how these fire fists like have like spirits in the background.
Yeah.
I think that's super cool because it's like constellations, right?
Yeah. And I can't remember, but I remember when we were doing one of the Jeopardy episodes and then like because I made that one and I had some like trivia about fire fists, but there's something about a book that's like famous in Japanese culture and it's about water. And I thought it was just ironic.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling us about this during a Jeopardy episode.
Because that's how I got you all. You're all like, oh, well, obviously it's fire. And it's like, nah, it's water. Some water thing. But then they flip the script and they're like, ah, fire fist. Instead of what the book is based off of, which is like some, I'm assuming like the animals, you know, because you see rooster, snake, spirit. They all have like a meaning in the book or something like that. I just don't I'm probably doing a terrible explanation. I just don't remember it right now. All so good. Go listen to the Jeopardy episode because I think that's where I explained it.
So just to be clear, you guys are each voting for your own thing on this one.
I am. Yes.
Okay. Well, as much as I love constellations, there's only one thing that I like more, and that's crystals and
gosh,
gems.
Darn it.
So I got to go with Gem Knight. Gem Knight's super cool, dude. And anything that's based off of like gems is just automatically like awesome. I don't know. So that's what I'm going with. Okay. Next up. This Cam, I'm sorry, there was no way around this. But we've got Necroz and Ghost Trick.
Oh, are those both cams?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang, that's sick. Yeah.
Ironically, this is very easy for me.
Bro, really?
Oh, really?
So I guess I'll go first. Sure. These were both my suggestions. I do really like Ghost Tricks, but Necroz is just the better artwork, I think. Ghost Tricks are cool and they're like quirky, you know what I mean? But Necroz are literally warriors wearing the suits of other popular Yu-Gi-Oh monsters. And that is as badass as it comes, I think.
That is
What about the personality of the Ghost Trick cards, though?
Oh, they are really cute and nice. But that's not going to put them over. And the Necroz of Brionac is my favorite, actually.
Nice. Where is that?
Go to Brionac.
There it is.
The other one was cool. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because the other one was wearing, what was it, the... Rick, what was that dragon's called?
Trishula. Trishula.
Trish. Yeah, it was wearing Trish. Yeah.
And Valkyrus is also really cool. But I mean, they're water monsters. I have a soft spot for water monsters. I don't know why. But they're literally just wearing the armor of other Yu-Gi-Oh! Which normally I think Fabled has a lot of the original monsters. Like there's the Fabled Unicorn, Fabled Valkyrus, I think, is one. Took the armor of like Fabled monsters and made them into their own. That's really cool.
That is pretty awesome.
Do you want to look at any Ghost Trick cards? I definitely feel like Emerson is not going Ghost Trick on this one.
No, definitely not. I do appreciate what Cam said, the cuteness.
Not even Angel of Mischief?
I like that one. It's a lady.
See it? Oh, okay. I mean,
I like that card. That's a good card.
I just like them because they're cartoony. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like cartoony stuff.
Yeah. Now, I'm cool giving Necroz the 3-0 on this one, although no disrespect to Ghost Trick. They do have good art in there, too.
It was a rough matchup.
Yeah, right.
That sucks.
So just like any real matchup for Ghost Trick in real life.
Okay. What's next? Teller Knight versus Rikka. So Teller Knight, Emerson, expand on that a little bit. How many of these Teller Knights are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... For those of you that are Teller Knight fans,
all one of you.
I know. Yeah. Well, pull some of them up. And I had an argument ready, but it was a while ago, so I don't remember it. But you can see they're constellations, but there's also constellars. So the Teller Knights are actually based off the constellations because you can see in the background they have the constellations.
Yeah.
The constellar monsters have the zodiac symbols in the background. And they, the gameplay, they do kind of, you know, see that one? You can see the constellation Satellar Knight Vega. Is that like the little or Big Dipper right there in the background?
Oh yeah, cool. It's just the straight up constellation, because Vega is a constellation, right? So,
and yeah, I'm sure like the translations are, have the meaning. I just don't know what those are. But which I think it's really cool because the background makes sense. Like there's a constellation in the background, and then the XCs, the Stellar Knights, because there's Teller Knights, there's Stellar Knights, there's Satellar Knights, and then there's one dark Stellar Knight or something.
Yeah. Dark Teller Knight Batlameus.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of sub archetypes, and then there's the Constellar stuff, which also works with it. But I don't know. I don't remember what, because I sent you the list of my archetypes. I don't remember which ones I sent, because there was a couple I was tossing up between. But yeah, that is the Teller Knights. And again, I just really like them. I think it's cool. You see the space in the background. And Cam, this is some trivia I think I was going to save for like either a Millennium Air episode or a Jeopardy episode. Mm-hmm. But the Teller Knights oppose the Shaddoll forces and stuff.
That makes me hate them.
Yeah, right.
That's
like,
negative points.
But they also combated the Cleefort, didn't they?
Even
worse.
Yeah, right.
So that's the rival.
I'm rooting for the bad guys here, I think, though.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing for those.
The only couple arguments I have is Teardrop, the Rick of Queen. Oh my God, it's a lady with an umbrella. And there's ice. I'm also a big fan of ice.
Oh, there you go.
And you're a big fan of umbrellas, too.
Like those parasols?
Yeah, and also these traps, too, like the spells and traps, Rick of Tranquility. Oh my goodness, man. Like, if you've never seen these cards before, look up these cards. They are gorgeous.
They're very detailed. I'll give them that.
Yeah, so it's like ice ladies versus space knights.
Space knights.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm going to make an argument for Teller Knight. I'm voting for Rikka, but here's my argument for Teller Knight, and it is Triver. That is the coolest-looking Teller Knight card I've seen.
I think all of the Xyz, like, look up there's, like, a dragon one. They all look so cool. I think the extra deck stuff looks amazing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm 100% with you. But I'm still going Rikka.
Yeah, that one. Look at that thing.
Can't not vote for the Ice Ladies. All right, but so Cam, where are you going?
Well, this one's actually kind of tough for me because I'm not really a fan of either.
really?
Yeah, neither of them are really doing much for me. I think it's just, you know, different taste or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will probably give it to Teller Knight, though.
Yes.
But, like, it's hard because, like, not overall. I don't think overall most of the artworks, they kind of just look subpar to me, to be honest. But there's a couple of them that just, like, blow me out of the water. So it's like, most of the deck is meh to me, but a couple of them are just like, wow, that looks freaking awesome. So, and like Rikka, there is, what's the rank 4? I do really like that one.
Oh yeah, like Strenna or Medium
Strenna,
or something.
Yeah. I do really like that one. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Like they're cool, but neither of them are doing much. I guess I'll go Teller Knight, but not by a ton.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Valuing the best looking card over like consistently, you know, whatever. Even if there's some bad ones, that's fine. Teller Knight moves on. Nice. Next, Shaddoll versus Lightsworn. Oh, dark versus light. Okay, cool how that ended up working out.
What if I did Twilight Sworn? Does that change anything?
I think that would make Josh hate it more.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably.
Really? Oh, dude. Do you think the artwork's worse?
Like, remember when we argued for like an hour over March of the Dark Brigade?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that card.
He's still got PTSD from that.
Dang. Well, I mean, like, Did you not even like the artwork? I know
it's cool. Not March of the Dark Brigade. I don't like that artwork at all. Twilight Sworn look cool though, like Lumina maybe. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, I guess I think Lumina's probably like the only one. It's just real shiny.
Yeah.
I don't think like Judgment Dragon, I think, is way, I guess technically that's not Light Sworn, but
yeah, it is.
Well, counts.
It counts.
I mean,
that counts.
Part of the archetype for sure.
This is not even a competition for me. I'm going Shaddoll 98%. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you said 98?
No, like for me, if I was like picking between the two.
Oh.
It'd be like Shaddoll 98, Lightsworn 2. Like,
so you're saying there's a chance.
I am saying there's a chance, but yeah, Shaddoll for me. I like Judgment Dragon, but to be honest, I think that's the only art. Oh, well, I'd like what's the Minerva's. Minerva's cool.
Oh, yeah.
But like those are like the only two cards in the archetype I think look good at all, to be honest. I'm playing hard today. I don't know. I'm being hard on these decks today.
Emerson, you like Shadal too, right? You've played it in Dino before. Right?
Oh,
you
yeah. Like I'm not mad Winda, with maybe. Whatever you pick. Yeah. I just, I like them both, honestly. I like Shadal and Lightsworn.
But you're going Lightsworn.
Yeah, I think for, just for the sake of the argument.
Damn. I actually don't know which way I'm going here yet. I maybe I'll decide in the next 20 seconds.
Okay.
Like
Lightsworn's got, if I can, well, I guess it's sure. Fair. Shadal has a lot of stuff too, because they have a lot of different like beasts. You know, they got different things. Lightsworn has ladies. They have warriors. They got dogs.
They do have
wolves,
ladies.
I should say. They got dragons.
So I got a counter argument for
That's
you.
That's fair. Fair enough.
Okay, I got a counter. So if you can't tell, like a lot of my decks, the theme is they have a theme.
Right.
And like Shadal's theme is, again, it's other monsters corrupted by shadow and turned into marionette puppets controlled by different people. So like Wendy is, what is it? The Wendigo or whatever, the ritual beast, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all based off of other monsters that have been corrupted. I don't know. I just like a theme like that, especially when it comes to artwork. And yeah, so I don't know. That's my argument. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
That's true. It's tough.
This one's really tough. I do think I like this. This is kind of the case, like what Cam was saying before with Teller Knight. I think I like more of the Lightsworn cards more. Because like I don't really like Squamata and Beast and Dragon and Falco. I don't really like those very much, but I love the Shadal fusions. Those look awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Fair.
What about Re-Shadal Wendy though?
Oh, I do like that one. And Aaron. Yeah, I like those a lot.
Yeah.
But I think I have to go Lightsworn by a hair.
What? You're out of your mind.
Because I like their spells and traps. I like Charge of the Dark Brigade.
You like Charge of the Dark Brigade?
I forgot. It's Charge of the Light Brigade. Charge of the Light Brigade.
You said Dark?
Charge of
the
Light
Brigade. Let the record state that he said Dark Brigade.
Yeah. It's close, though. That's a toss-up. Tomorrow, I could feel differently. But that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, I like all of these, honestly. It was hard to pick, like, just narrow it down to five. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
there's
I know.
So many
I started out with, like, 18, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like some of the listeners are gonna be like, what about this one? I'm like, oh crap, I forgot about that one. You know, it's gonna be so good.
Well, let me save you the trouble. Taste.
You're right as well. Yeah. All right, next up, Jars versus Spiral.
Jars.
Yeah, this is just the jar cards, like Morphing Jar, Cyber Jar. We all know what they look like.
Dice Jar.
Dice
Josh,
Jar.
I feel like this is almost like a meme pick.
No, dude, I love that. Dice Jar is one of my favorite arts, period. I love that card. There's no high rarity version of it though, just commons, unfortunately, and a rare. But I just feel like the jars are iconic, right? It's like you got, like, I feel like it's such a Yu-Gi-Oh thing to take a jar and then make it a monster and then make it multiple monsters. And it's all really the same monster, just like in different jars. And I just think that's cool. So that's my argument. It's cool.
Well, I guess my argument for Spiral is, yeah, I think it's really funny that this was a TCG exclusive when it first came out, because it feels like a very American archetype, or North American archetype, I guess, just because like it's spies. And I don't know why. Maybe I'm just like just so full of liberty all the time. But spies feel American to me, even though they're not. And I don't know. They're just cool. It's like a spy agency. All of the different monsters are like staff. You know, there's like wait staff, there's spy, Spiral Master Plan. She's like the head of everything. Spy gal Misty. It's just, I don't know. It's really cool. They're all like different roles in like the agency. And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but not the best argument, but that's what I got.
I feel like this is tough on Emerson, because I feel like he doesn't like either of these, but who knows?
In quick fix, you can machine dupe him.
That's true. Yeah. Machine card.
Oh, also the big red. They have a cool sports car that is a monster reborn. How cool is that?
Can I get a couple? I've seen the jars. I know what the jars look like. Let me get some Spiral.
Sure. Cam, what spirals do you want them to look at?
Honestly, Double Helix is pretty cool.
That one does look pretty. That's the Link.
Yeah, the Link too.
Yeah, that Link.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think I'm going to go with Spiral, not just for like Double Helix, but yeah, now that I'm thinking, some of the agents do look really cool. Their backgrounds do make sense.
What's the equip spell?
Fully
Armed. Fully armed. Dude, that card is cool. Look at that, dude. That's awesome.
That does look really cool. Yeah. I'm going to go with Spiral.
So I'm going to give Jar a vote. I will say for future rounds, This is the only archetype Spiral that I don't like. That's the only one that I
really
don't,
yeah, the only so, card.
Well,
the archetype. I don't think it looks cool at all.
But you don't think so?
Yeah, but it's the only one on the list. It's the only one on the list that I have like no love for. Even though I like the
fair.
Deck.
Yeah, I was gonna say I thought you played it for a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, I like the deck, not the Tier Zero version. But
oh yeah, yeah, fair.
And I think we got one more matchup in the first round. Spellbook / Prophecy versus Red Eyes. A lot of Spellbook cards, Prophecy's kind of included in there. And there's a lot of Red Eyes cards too, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. Spellbook, Blue Boy is cool. Spellbooks are cool. Red Eyes, I do like Red Eyes. That was actually on my list as well. My only argument against that is it's such a bloated archetype that like there's a lot of stuff that I don't like in there. Even though like the big stuff does look cool, I think there's a lot of like not as good stuff. But that's just my opinion.
Like some of the artworks?
Yeah, like some of the artworks.
For Red Eyes that we haven't ranked yet?
Because a lot of them are just like Red Eyes in a different pose or like slightly different. And that's cool. That's cool. But there's also a lot of the mini ones that I don't like.
Yeah, like, they just look, they're very simple.
Right.
Which like may not be a bad thing, but yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel the same way. Like Red Eyes, it's okay. Like they have a few cool cards, but I think the majority of them, like, I don't like it as much. I would definitely go Spellbook for me.
What about
Emerson? Feel free to make the argument.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm thinking, yeah, I was kind of like all of the Red Eyes, because that's a fair point. There are some that I don't like, but there's a lot that I really do like. Red Eyes Wyvern, I'm that's kind of a meh card. But I think Red Eyes Black Dragon.
Oh, the original?
You mean the original one?
No, well, yeah. Well, I mean, like, just Red Eyes, I think, looks more badass than Blue Eyes, to be honest. I know that's a hot take.
I'm with you, dude. Red Eyes looks cool as hell. It's got Tune in there as well.
Yeah, but you got like Red Eyes Flare Dragon that looks pretty cool. You got some of the fusions.
It kind of sucks though, because if you said Blue Eyes, I would say the archetype overall looks better than Red Eyes.
Are you going to go with Dragoon though? Are we going to count that?
I do like Dragoon, yeah. But,
yeah, Dragoon, because you know, I think that was one of your cards. But what else? Like, I like Darkness Metal Dragon. I'm trying to just look up some stuff that I like.
Yeah.
I mean, Slash Dragon's okay.
I guess I should say there's not really archetypes. I think I kind of said it wrong. Like there's archetypes in here, or sorry, archetypes. There's cards in here, not that I don't like per se, but that they just look really similar. Like they blend in too much. It's like, oh, here's Red Eyes with lasers. Oh, now here's Red Eyes with metal. Now here's Red Eyes, but a zombie, right? It's like,
right. Yeah.
Now here's Red Eyes slashing something. Like it's cool, but it's all Red Eyes. Which I mean, it makes sense. It's the Red Eyes archetype.
Yeah.
But I guess like the spell books, I feel like
that one looks cool.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong though. Like a lot of the spell books are kind of bland too. But I do think like
High Priestess of Prophecy.
Yeah. Love that card. And some of the spell books look great. Others of them are just a book. So I think this could go either way. Wherever you guys want to go.
I'm going spell book.
Ah, there we go. Fair enough.
All right. But that's okay. So that's the end of round one. So now you guys know everything that is in this bracket. These next rounds won't be as much of just the one person that didn't vote for either of them deciding it.
Oh, true.
So here we go. Ice Jade versus Fluanderies. I don't know. You guys decide. That's really tough. They're both great.
I'm going to say Flu. I do really like Ice Jade. Obviously, I think I'm going to really like all of these in this round.
Right.
I'm going to stay with Flu, though, just for the reasons I said earlier.
Yeah.
Let me see Ice Jade again.
Sure.
Just a couple.
Ice Jade.
It's a little tougher now because I do like the Flu cards that now that Cam explained them a little bit better. But
got a lot of water going on there.
Oh, that is really nice.
What else we got? Got a big monster.
Was that Creation?
Yeah. Shoot. I clicked a trap. I didn't mean to click that. Give me a monster. Which one's a monster? Cosmo Chlor. Okay, you can't even see what's going on.
I know, it is a lot, yeah. And then,
let's just go with this.
I'll go to Tremora.
Tremora, okay.
Yeah, at the bottom. That one looks cool.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a lady on an ice thing under the ocean.
I wouldn't be mad to lose into this, but I will have to stick with Flu.
I think I'm going to go with Ice Jade, yeah.
Damn it.
I'm not mad about it.
I was going to go. Oh, shoot.
You can do it, Josh. You can still do it, yeah.
You can do it.
Hold on. Do we have... Shoot, I feel like I have to go with Ice Jade because there's no really other lady archetypes in here. It's the only one that's left. Dang, but I
they could be female birds, you never know.
Okay, I'll go with flute.
Nice.
I will go with flute. And honestly, part of that might be the surprise factor of like I didn't expect them to be there, and then when I looked at them I was like, damn, these are actually awesome.
Right, right.
So we'll go with flute. Gem versus Necrons.
Dang it.
This feels like a tough one.
Oh, this is much tougher for me than the first one.
I can start this one out for you guys.
Go ahead.
I'm going Gem Knight. I like Necrons and their rituals, but I feel like the fact that they're blue and shiny carries for me. Whereas like in the gem cards, I like crystals in the art anyway. So even if they weren't shiny, I would still love them. And Necrons is like, I maybe wouldn't love them as much if they weren't blue or shiny. That's
oh man, Emerson, give me a hard decision. Emerson, what do you pick?
Oh, I'm going Necrons.
Wow, oh, nice. Actually, not, I wasn't like, sure not what I was expecting lot, there.
Yeah, it was. This is definitely tough, but I think I'm gonna go with Necrons.
Damn, you guys are really y'all are really doing me dirty now.
It's true. I won't be mad either way because yeah. Now that I think about it,
why would you be mad? It's none of your picks. They're mine.
That's fair. Oh, yeah, it's fair. So yeah. You can choose. You decide.
Oh no, I really don't want to.
We can come back to it. We can come back to it.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna go Necrons just because I feel like with Gem Knight overall. I think it has less cards than I like than mm-hmm. Necrons. Mm-hmm. Gem has a couple that I really, really like, but Necrons, I like pretty much all of them.
That's fair. That's fair. Gem Knight Master Diamond, I think, is my favorite. Card looks super cool.
Except for some of the main deck monsters. Really cool, some of them look like Dookie.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Teller Knight, Lightsworn.
Oh, crap.
I don't really like either of these, to be honest.
Yeah. I wish I could sub Ice Jade for one of these. That'd be nice. Damn, I don't know either. Triver is the coolest card, regardless out of all of these.
I'll go Teller Knight. I don't know.
That's okay, then I'll go. I'll go Lightsworn just to give Emerson a harder decision.
Oh, you stinker! Yeah.
And man. I do think I like more Lightsworn cards than I do Teller Knight cards, even though Triver is the coolest one.
This is true. I'm also including like the Twilight Sworn. I just do like that kind of dark take on them they are light. And man, that's tough. But honestly, like, I might go with Teller Knight. Like. I like that, you know, Lightsworn, the playstyle and stuff, but I think Teller Knight, they just look so cool, and their extra deck stuff looks so cool, too. I'm going to go with Teller Knight.
All right,
Teller
Knight.
That's hard, though, for sure.
I don't know, man. I don't like Lightsworn. I don't know. That's the only one on this list that I'm just kind of like, I don't like it at all.
Oh, well, let me give you a quick argument for Lightsworn, just in case. So one thing that I found that was cool about it when I was looking at these beforehand, if you look on like all of these, if it'll load, they have like you have the Yu-Gi-Oh card frame, but they also have their own frame that the art pokes out of, so it kind of gives them the appearance that they're breaking out of the frame in like all of their
really cool.
Yeah,
that's
in like
cool.
all of their arts. So I think like that's cool, but I don't know if that's enough for a reason to put Lightsworn
no
forward.
but it is cool.
Yeah,
cool. All right, and then Spiral and Spellbook. Y'all know how I feel about Spiral. Unfortunately, I like the deck. I don't like the art.
Dang.
Man, but I don't know. So,
man, I really like both of these. I think I'm going to go Spiral, but I definitely would not be upset if I lost here.
Emerson, do you need to see a Spellbook card? I don't know if I showed
you. No, it's okay. So it's basically books or agents.
Kind of, but they're not all books. I mean, the best ones I think is Blue Boy. Ton of personality in that card.
Spell Book
High Priestess,
of Life looks awesome.
That too. Couple of the books, but yeah, there are cards in here that are just books that don't look that cool.
Right. Because I know what the books look like. And oh yeah, Blue Boy. Now it's coming back. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Spellbook over.
It's fair. I'm not mad about it.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of glad that happened.
they're very shiny too. I like this.
Yeah.
Spellbook Rarity of Life carries. Is like my favorite. I think.
Yeah.
All right, final four here, I think. Oh, Fluwateries and Necrons.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I'm going to do a sinful take here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And I'm going to say Flu.
Oh, shoot.
Unfortunately. Man. And wow. I really don't want to, but I can't deny it.
I have one negative argument for Necrons.
Okay.
And that they are awesome. But at the end of the day, it's people posing, and that's cool. But Fluwanderies has, like, after I know the story in it, It's just, it's, I think it's better, man. I think the art's better.
I'm not mad about it. You're right.
Oh, so it's just that, so my choice doesn't matter then if you're both going flu?
It doesn't, but you can give them a sympathy vote unless
you want
this.
I'm going to give them a sympathy vote. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, it sucks too because like I love Necroz as a deck, but I can't deny my feelings.
Yeah. I just wish the Flounderies were blue. If they were rituals, it'd be over. All right. And then Spellbook and Teller Knight.
Spellbook, easy.
Dang.
I mean, I still think Triver's the coolest one. Mm-hmm. But I would probably, I don't know. Emerson, you make an
Triver
argument.
Doesn't touch high priestess.
Go back
prophecy.
To the extra deck stuff. Like, we saw that dragon, right? But yeah. There's that one dark one. That's like the only dark Teller Knight. I guess we're not going to consider gameplay because that's not artwork. That's just how they play style. I don't know if that does anything for you.
Construct.
I didn't realize that was construct. That's cool.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
And it's the only dark one.
Yeah, but look up High Priestess of Prophecy.
Oof. It's a lady. Emerson, we got to get some ladies up in here.
That was a lady right there.
Oh, that was a lady, but it's like a puppet lady.
Yeah, puppet lady.
It's not the same. Where is it?
I'm sure there's some lady. There's some lady Teller Knights.
Look at that, dude. That's a cool card.
That is that. She's a good looking lady.
There's a book.
Which one is that? Prophecy.
High Priestess.
Oh, High Priestess. Yeah.
I mean, this is tough. I still think Triver is maybe the coolest card out of all of them, but I got to go with a lady. I got to go with the lady. I just can't. I can't go in any other direction.
Dang.
He's got to go with the little boys.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Unless
I'm
you want to
Teller
make
Knights. So.
Okay.
Or, well, yeah. So that two, I lose that one anyway. Dang. Oh well. I tried.
It was close. All right, and then the finals, the last one, Flounderies versus Spellbook. One of these is going to be the best in the game. Honestly, this is easy for me.
Oh man.
And I hate to say it, but it's Flounderies, dude.
I agree. This is unfortunate.
I don't know how this.
Dude,
happened.
I'm so mad this happened.
Yeah, I am too. Like this bullcrap.
We let it through one round, and it just cruised on to the finals.
Know, it got some easy matchups. I don't know, but still,
it didn't. It went up against Ice Jade.
I know all of these.
Ice Jade
these
was its toughest
hard.
Matchup, unfortunately. Yeah.
Dude, dang. Like, I just, and the reason is, like, I do think, like, High Priestess, like, does more for me than the birds do, but, like, there are spellbook cards that are bland, and there is no Flounderies card that doesn't look awesome. So, you know.
Guys, go ahead and tweet us, High Priestess does more for me than birds do.
Yeah, so that's where I'm going, but Emerson, feel free to vote for Spellbook if you
I'm going
to
vote for Spellbook, but, gosh.
So Flounderies,
I can't believe this happened.
So Flounderies is the best looking archetype in Yu-Gi-Oh. That's what we're saying.
I do not agree. I demand a revote.
See, the
Twitter.
Thing is, I feel like I don't agree either. Right. I feel like we missed something somewhere.
They got a good spot in the bracket.
I don't know, man. Beating Ice Jade is kind of crazy, to be honest.
Man, I don't know. Like I just feel like we can't really go anywhere different than we went. Like I feel like we made good choices for the most part. On our things, so I don't know. But there you have it.
Won it all.
Yeah, there you have it. Flounderies is the best looking archetype in Yu-Gi-Oh. Definitely let us know if you disagree, though. And then before we get on out of here, wanted to give a big shout out to our awesome patrons: Big Smoke 369, Bangarang Bobby, Charles to HRE, Habris, Jeffrey H, Jeremy C, Noah B, Blake M, Extreme Giraffe, Hal J, JPG Plague, Justin U, Mr. Nice Guy, Neon Phase Trap Tricks plus Paleozoic.
That's a
combination. And we recorded on a different day this week, and he still got us.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, perfect timing. Noah, Eastern Fault Vocalist, Pistol RX, Rudolph, Shabonkis, Some Donkis, Shabalonkis, and we could use some more. Definitely get in on that. Shadow. Taylor R, Sean M, Victor H, Yoga Polo, Guy the Support Knight, and Mr. Hanky. Thank you guys so much for your continued patronage and your support of the show. If you want to support the show and get some rewards while you're at it, check out the link in the description. And that is going to do it for our discussion here at the Scapegoats, and we will catch you in the next one.